Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble here. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. I'm excited about Lois Geller being back on the show because in addition to being an outstanding resource for the world, really, on when it comes to reaching out and touching our customers and loving them up and make sure that we take care of them, she is also our good friend. Lois is the president of Mason & Geller Direct out of New York City. She has written a number of books, including the revised and expanded edition of a book called Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing, and also Customers for Keeps is another of her outstanding books. Lois Geller, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show, Lois. We've missed you.
Well, I missed you, too.
Lois, one of the things that you're the best at is teaching us how to build and maintain and grow our relationships with our customers. And I want you to talk to us about that today.
Well, I love to talk about this because I am, as you know, the ultimate customer myself. I buy equally from everyone. And it's quite amazing. Everybody always makes fun of me because I'm such a great shopper, and I rarely ever, I always talk about the fact that I rarely ever hear from the people that I buy from, and it really has been a sore point for me. In fact, I'm going to Turkey in September to do a group of speeches, you know, and everybody says the economy is going to certainly pick up in Turkey when I get there.
You're single-handedly going to lift the GDP of Turkey, huh?
Right. Well, the idea is that, you know, I own a small business, and we're always tackling the problems of you know, getting more business, especially during the last, you know, since 9/11. Mm-hmm. And I always, at our status meetings at the agency, talk about the fact that, you know, let's talk about keeping the businesses that we have, maybe bringing back people who we've lost along the way, and somehow putting it in a systematic fashion. And that's what we call CRM. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the big companies, huge corporations, use CRM, which is customer relationship management.
Right.
They use it, and they use it in such a way that they really equate it all the time with huge software packages that cost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. When in fact, you can do it with any kind of a software program like ACT. We mm-hmm. use ACT in the office. And there are many other different kinds of programs. The idea is that, you know, you database all your customers and prospects, and you continue to talk to them over time. And we know that people don't ever do that. But it's a simple thing, and it works. And I was reading Harvard Business Review last night, and it had a piece on this, and it said that a 5% lift in retention can add 25% to the bottom line.
Say that again.
A 5% lift in retention can add 25% to the bottom line.
If you can increase the customers who come back to see you by 5%,
yeah, 25%.
You add 25% to the bottom line.
Right.
Let me tell you something, folks. That's what you call leverage. That's major leverage.
Mm-hmm. And it went on to say in this article that experience tells us the people most likely to buy from us in the future are those who've already bought from us in the past. And I was in the office yesterday, and I got a call from a person that used to be a client of ours, and then he sold his company, and he was in town in New York, and he gave me a call, and his name is Bob Harrell, and he owns this pecan farm down in Meggitt, South Carolina, and he was in with his wife, Charlotte, and he said, you know, can we stop on by? And I said, absolutely, come on over, you know, and he's going to be coming over today. And, we, you know, those kinds of opportunities are all around us. And I think that sometimes people say, oh, you know, why bother? Why bother with him? He probably doesn't have business right now. Mm-hmm. Or, why bother when we're all so busy all the time?
You can't presume that, can you?
No, and we're always in this acquisition mode, but we don't even bother to know what we already have. And what we have is prospects, working harder on it. It's the same way with job hunting. I got a call from this woman that took a course from me at NYU, and her name is Sophia, and she called up, and she spoke with me, and she said, you know, I've sent out thousands and thousands of resumes. And she said, I haven't gotten one interview. And I said, Sophia, why don't you concentrate on the five companies that you want to get, you know, would you like to work for?
Mm-hmm.
And then talk to them on an ongoing basis.
Go see them.
Right.
Camp out on their front door or something.
Right. Email them.
Hold on to that thought, Lois.
Okay.
We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we got more customer relationship management wisdom from the lady who knows more about it than anybody I know. 22, Lois Geller is our guest and our good friend. The book is called Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. And the other book is called Customers for Keeps. 22, stay with us. We're back. It's 17:10. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes out every Sunday, and this week I begin a two-part series on how to get a loan from a bank, and you can subscribe. If you subscribe this week, you'll get the first copy, the first edition of that two-part series in the letter. We'll send you that right away, right after you subscribe, and then we'll have the second edition coming out this weekend. Lois Geller is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She also has an outstanding website, and I'd like for her to tell us how to get there.
It's Mason Geller, one word, MASONGELLER.com.
Right.
And it's filled with all kinds of articles about marketing, and it's got a resource center where you can look up people in your state, near your city for printing and direct mail and database work and stuff like that.
Check it out when you get a chance. They can also find out more about your books and that sort of thing too, can't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have a tip of the day.
Yeah, that's pretty handy, folks. You, check that out at masongeller.com, and we'll remind you about that site a little bit later on. Lois, we're talking about customer relationship management. What are some other things that we need to know about it?
We need to know, first of all, that CRM is about keeping customers happy. And it's basically an organized system of doing that. Because it's hard to kind of remember who did what and all that, you can sort of get together a CRM program by organizing your business and getting all your prospects and customers on a database, learning everything you can about them and putting all that information on in one place. Immediately makes you feel like you're in control of your business.
And you get to the point where you can manage this information. Let's say that something happens in one quadrant of your city, of your area, one local area. There's something happening over there, or there's something comes up of interest, and you know that it's going to be of interest to somebody that does business with you. And if you have identified enough about your customers and you can get to that information, you can send those individuals, as Lois talks about, by direct marketing, you can send those individuals something special, a little note or something especially if it's a lot of small business owners, Lois, don't have that many customers. They know most of them by name, many of them do. And so they can send them a note, maybe even a little handwritten note or something. But what you've got to have as a small business owner is you've got to have this information handy, so you can decide to contact them create the piece, whatever it is, a letter or a note or whatever, and then get it in the mail and it doesn't become a big project.
Absolutely. That's so true. And even if you only have a small number, my accountant, Stephanie, has only 25 people that she works with. You know, she does taxes for them and does some tax planning and stuff. And when she read one of my articles, she said, I don't need CRM. I only have 22 or something clients. And I said, oh, really? I said, why don't you just do it for my sake? you know, as an exercise, and then get back to me in 3 months and let me know the difference. She called me up, and she said, you know, I put the 22 up. You know, I forgot I had this guy who had moved up to Riverdale and everything, and I
it's
wanted...
It's incredible that you could actually forget a client, isn't it?
But you know, you even can't. 22 is hard to remember.
I know it.
Even if you have 22, when you have thousands or hundreds, it's really hard to remember.
You know, years ago, before there was a lot of this kind of activity going on for small businesses, I had my cell phone had gave me the ability. I had way back. I'm talking about over 10 years ago. My cell phone had the ability for me to dial in my customers, memory. Put their numbers in memory.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be driving along. This was one of in the old days when the phone was attached to your floorboard.
Yeah.
And I'd dial all their numbers in. And if I'd be driving along and I'd think about one of them, one of my consulting clients, I would just push the button because I didn't have that many clients either. I mean, I had, you know, maybe 10 or 15 or 20. And I'd push the button and immediately it would dial in their number. And I'd have them on the phone within seconds while I was thinking about it. If I waited till I got home, or back to my office, I might forget about it. But because I had that capability of reaching out to them, I had the automation in my system. Then what that made them feel it was that I was thinking about them. It let them know I was thinking about them. It didn't make me any money at that moment, but it solidified my relationship with them.
That's an absolute perfect story about CRM, because it's really not selling at people, not selling to them, but staying in touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea is first to give somebody something before you ever ask for anything, staying in touch, and then the perfect sale is when the customer comes to you and says, you know, I've been thinking about your service or your product, you know? And yet, we still get the calls where people talking at us, and we're feeling like a victim on the other end of the phone, you know?
Well, all these guys were the CEOs of their company, and it was their job to think about everybody else. And it made them feel good that somebody was thinking about them.
Absolutely.
And isn't that the important thing for our customers, is that they think that we're thinking about them, that they appreciate the fact that we're thinking about them?
And that we add value, that we cut out something in the paper and we send it to them. It was something relevant to their business, something that would help them grow. All those things, because basically the best sales relationship is in when you make a friend. You know, most of our accounts in our agency are people I've made friends with over the years. You know, and that is a bind that no other agency could ever break with us. You know?
And that's what you talk about that in your book, Customers for Keeps, don't you? You talk about friendship branding.
Right.
Which is a great concept, folks. We got more customer relationship management wisdom to come right after these messages from our very valuable sponsors, people I like to stay in touch with, I can promise you that. Until we'll be right back with our good friend, Lois Geller.
Gonna take a freight train.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blashingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, Wilma Goldstein is going to be with us in just a few minutes, and she's going to be talking to us about the SBA's 50th anniversary celebration, which I will be participating in the month of September. Looking forward to that. And then we'll be visiting with our resident CPA, Doug Stiles, after Wilma. Right now, we're visiting with our resident customer care expert and direct marketing expert, Lois Geller, the author of Response, which is a book that you can find in your bookstores right now, and Customers for Keep, which you can also find there. And her website is Mason Geller, just like you think it would be spelled, Mason, GELLER.com. And you can, don't forget all the free resources that Lois is making available to all of us there. And Lois, we thank you for doing that, for making that available. Lois, you know, we spend a lot of time talking to people about how to get automated, how to use the information that we know about our customers to our advantage, to help them, to let them know we're thinking about them. But, you know, there are a lot of companies out there who aren't even to that level yet. And what I mean by that is they act like, when I walk in their businesses, they act like they don't even know what a customer is. They almost act, sometimes they act like I'm in their way. I'm an inconvenience.
Don't you hate that, Jim?
You know, I mean, I don't hate it much. I just leave.
Right.
Don't go back.
And then you'd go quickly to the competition, quickly. And that's what we have to remember as business
owners. And I talk bad about them, too.
Yeah, me too. I talk bad about them all the time. I have a chicken place that I've been ordering from. You know, I have sort of a hectic life, so I'm always ordering from this chicken place. And it's actually called the Chicken Place here in New York. Every time I call, and it's maybe 2-3 times a week sometimes, I have to give them my phone number. I have to give them my address all over, like I'm a whole new customer. They never say thank you, nothing. And every time they have to, it takes them a long time to write down my phone number as if this is a new phone number to them. But if they had a database in front of them, they say, "Oh, Miss Geller, yes, your chicken, you want your chicken and your baked potato,
and
it's all
or if they don't hear from you for 3 days, they call you up and say, "Miss Geller, what's the problem here?"
That's right. You stop eating chicken? But the idea is that, you know, that you keep the information and remember them when they come back. But it also means being proactive, like you said, sending off, calling up unexpectedly, sending off a direct mail piece, a thank you note when they order from you is a good thing to do. Keeping in touch in any way that you can, offering them useful information that's relevant to the product that you're selling them. Mm-hmm. My accountant always sends me, you know, information about my taxes. You know, you're a person that has your own freelance business. You might be interested in this. We're going to take this into account, and she'll send it to me. So I would never, ever leave her. And people that add value like that make all the difference in our lives.
Well, and you know what? One of the very first things you said was that if you can increase your retention of customers by 5%, you can add 25% to the bottom line.
Absolutely.
And the reason that that's important is because what you just said, and that is that your accountant can't run you off.
Mm-mm.
So if she says, you know what, I have to raise my rates a little bit.
Okay.
You're not going to leave. You're not going to leave, right?
No.
And so when customers come back, I mean, they're not going to let you abuse them, but they're not going to be, if you've added value in a way that makes them feel good, that makes them feel like they've sort of come home, then they're not going to quibble about your price. And that's the key to small business owners being profitable, isn't it?
I believe so. You know, I heard that when I went over to my computer this morning, I got a quote of the day from Tom Brokaw, and he said something that was relevant to this. He said, "It's easy to make a buck, but it's hard to make a difference. Try to make a difference in your business today." And that's really what we're looking for. You know, the economy is not as good as it was. So if we can make a difference, if we can do that extra touch to our customers, if we can do something truly superior, if we can add value, if we can make that call like you did from the cell phone from your car,
mm-hmm.
If you can remember to say thank you, if you can send a newsletter to them.
Can we stop for just a minute on the
mm-hmm.
thank you thing?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, please do that. Doesn't it not blow you away that people don't even say thank you anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand this. I shouldn't say they don't, because sometimes they do. But it seems to me like it's a lot less than it used to be, Lois.
And it makes all the difference in the world. It's like when you send a wedding gift or some engagement gift, you're kind of waiting for that thank you note. And when people buy something from you, it really is a very nice touch to have that thank you note come back.
And if your customers say thank you to you before you say it to them,
you
failed, in my opinion.
That's
Lois,
right.
Thank you for being here. MasonGeller.com. The book is called Response, The Complete Guide. The Profitable Direct Marketing. Thanks, Lois.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.